Welcome, welcome, friends. Thank you for joining me again today. We're in Matthew chapter 3. Thank you for joining us. Those who are new, welcome to City Changers Illinois and both Morningstar Ministry group. Amen. Today in Matthew 3, we're going to be talking about John the Baptist. He comes into the picture here, preparing the way for Jesus, and then how John baptizes Jesus. So while Jesus still lived in Nazareth, a man called John the Baptist, who was his cousin, was speaking a message from God. He was doing this in the wilderness in Judea. He told people, "You have done many wrong things. You must turn away from them and change how you live. Do this now, because the kingdom of heaven has come very near." So God's prophet spoke. The prophet Isaiah spoke about this man John long, long ago, and this is what he said. This is what Isaiah prophesied. "Somebody's voice is shouting in the wilderness, 'The Lord will come soon, so prepare the way for him to follow. Mark the paths straight for him.'" So that had been prophesied many, many years ago about John. And then in verse 4, Matthew picks up, John wore clothes. They were made from camel's hair. He also wore a belt made from leather. His usual food was locusts and honey from the wilderness. Many people went to listen to John. Most of us have seen the movies and stuff where John is out in the water and all the people are coming to get baptized, including the Pharisees are coming, and we will read that too. But just came to my mind, so I thought I would mention it. So they lived in Jerusalem and all over the country called Judea and many other places near the Jordan River. And the people told God about all the wrong things they had done. So in other words, they repented of their sins. And then John baptized them in the Jordan River. In verse 7, many Pharisees and Sadducees came to John too. That's what I said just a minute ago. They came also. They wanted John to baptize them. He said to them, "You're like dangerous snakes." That's what John told them. "God is angry. You are trying to run away from him, but he will soon punish people like you. You have to show that you are sorry. Change how you live. Stop doing the things that God does not like. Don't say to yourselves, 'We are in the family of Abraham. God will surely not punish us.' Don't say that. Listen, God can take these ones and make children for Abraham out of them. You are like trees that have bad fruit. God has an axe ready to use, and he will cut down every tree that does not make good fruit. And he will throw those trees into the fire." He says, "I baptize you with water." That's what Matthew says. "I baptize you with water. This shows that you want to change the way that you live. But another person will come soon." Then he's talking to John. That's John talking. And then he's talking about Jesus coming. "He is greater than I. I'm not good enough even to carry his shoes for him. This other person will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He's like a farmer that brings the wheat home from his field. He uses a special tool to throw the wheat up in the air. He does this to make the wheat seeds separate from all the remains," right? "And then he cleans his yard. He carefully stores all the seeds to keep them safe. But he burns everything else in a great fire that nobody can put out." And then in verse 13 is when Jesus comes, and it says, then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River. He wanted John to baptize him, but John tried to stop him. He said to Jesus, I should ask you to baptize me. You should not be asking me to baptize you. And then Jesus replied to him and he said, this time, do what I ask you to do. We must do everything correctly as God wants it. So John did what Jesus asked him to do. And then when John had baptized Jesus, Jesus came out of the water, and at the moment the skies opened up, Jesus saw God's Spirit coming down. He came down like a dove and he stayed on Jesus. And as we close this chapter, chapter three of Matthew, we did chapter two. Then a voice spoke from heaven which said, this man is my son and I love him. He makes me very happy. This is an amazing scripture here because at the bottom, second portion of it where it says, he makes me very happy. That's a place in my life where I've been praying, God, I want to know your heart and I want to do things that please you and make you happy. Amen. It reminds me of my prayer that I've been praying recently. So for me, that's confirmation. Hopefully you got some confirmation also. We'll close here and just thank God for the word. And I pray, Father God, that to every person that stopped by to listen, I ask you, Father God, to just have had them receive from heaven nuggets of gold, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Through the word of God, as we go, Father, I pray that you will give us revelation knowledge, that you would give us wisdom, that you would give us courage and strength and boldness and encouragement, or whatever it is that we need to grow, to go deeper. This is about going deeper with you, being stronger in you, needing the word of God in our lives as it is our sword of the Spirit. Amen. Father God, I bless each and every one that listened to this recording, and I pray that they will continue to receive your word and continue to find out that those words that are dropping in their hearts are more valuable than nuggets of gold.